Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, January 31st. I'm Trinina Ree for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks open mixed on the final day of a volatile month of trading. Stocks have fallen this month as investors look to see how quickly the Federal Reserve may raise interest rates in response to higher inflation and a tight labor market. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fighting to quell a rebellion within his Conservative Party after a government report deemed multiple social gatherings held in Downing Street during COVID-19 lockdowns a failure of leadership. The short report compiled by civil servant Sue Gray alleged that Johnson broke lockdown rules and should have not been allowed. Johnson has apologized and said he thought at least one of the social gatherings was a work event. There is an ongoing investigation of 16 cases where social events are alleged to have happened on government property. Johnson has been addressing Parliament this morning. We have more on this developing story on WSJ.com. And COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in the U.S. continue to decline, giving hope that the Omicron surge is waning. On Sunday, for the first time in nearly 3 weeks, the 7-day average of people in hospitals with COVID-19 fell below 144,000, according to data from the Department of Health and Human Services. The 7-day average of daily recorded infections also fell below 500,000, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. But the 7-day average for COVID-19 deaths passed 2,400 on Saturday, the highest in almost a year. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Zscaler extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines trained by 500 trillion daily signals to prevent ransomware and AI attacks that target business. Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI. Learn more at zscaler.com/zerotrustai.